It's time for America Outdoors Radio. The fast-paced hour of Outdoors Radio ahead is not only awesome, but unlike those other shows, you can actually sleep in for this one. Better still, we've got a special Pacific Northwest edition for you. You won't find this version of America Outdoors Radio anywhere else, and you'll only hear it here on KRKO AM 1380.
I'm glad you're here, because I've got to tell you about two events going on next Saturday the 17th that are both got-to-go-to happenings. The first is a seminar put on by Nixon's Marine at their store at 8100 Tacoma Mall Boulevard in Lakewood that kicks off at noon on Saturday with a free lunch, and the seminar itself will start off at 1 p.m. The featured speaker is none other than Brandon Polinek, that Idaho Bass Pro who is the 2017 Bassmaster Angler of the Year. Also speaking will be Ron Hobbs Jr., an FLW Forest Wood Cup qualifier, and Bass Pro Jonas Pettit. To get fishing advice from all three of these pros in one afternoon, that is priceless, and the price is free. If you're a bass angler, you don't want to miss this. Now, if you're a fly angler, then you've got to go to another event taking place both the 17th and the 18th. It's the Fly Fishing Show in Lynnwood. It's going to be at the Convention Center. Lots of big names in the world of fly fishing will be there. Lots of fly fishing trips for you to book and lots to learn, no matter what your experience level. Ben Ferimsky, CEO of this touring show that goes all over the nation, will tell you more at the bottom of the hour. And you'll want to stick around for the end of our broadcast, too, because Tom Burlingame with XL Fishing Charters is back with another great segment that will help you catch more rockfish out of the saltwater. And guess what? We're not talking about jigging curly-tailed plastic grubs here. In other news, you'll be interested to know what's hot this week in the Pacific Northwest, brought to you every week by your local Sportsman's Warehouse store on Everett Mall Parkway in Everett. The hottest thing going on this week is probably happening at the Expo Center in Portland, the site of the Pacific Northwest Sportsman Show, which we're exhibiting at through Sunday. If you thought that Puyallup show was big, well, let's just say this one is a whole lot bigger, and it's actually the biggest sportsman show in the entire western United States. Meanwhile, out on Puget Sound, creel checkers found angler effort to be light, and so was the bite last week. On February 1st and 2nd, a total of 12 anglers were checked, with a grand total of 3 kept fish. On the other hand, I did run across a recent report from a shore angler fishing off the beaches in the South Sound, specifically Marine Area 11. Casting a quarter-ounce Castmaster for Sea Run Cutthroat, he's not only catching a few of those, but also some coho and blackmouth salmon, to include some keeper blackmouth. I guess it just goes to show that anyone can beat the odds, and sometimes an entirely different tactic and technique is what it takes to do so. If you don't believe me, he's got the pictures to prove it, and you can see them at northwestfishreports.com. Just go to the report section for Marine Area 11. Finally, if you are up for a road trip, there are walleye to be caught blade baiting at Potholes Reservoir, along with, believe it or not, channel cats up to 10 pounds, several of which were pulled out of that big eastern Washington lake in recent days. That's the word from Mardon Resort there. So there you go. Now you know what's hot and what's not this week in the Pacific Northwest.
And with that, let's head to this week's national edition of America Outdoors Radio.
See Gary Borger, Brian O'Keefe, Skip Morris, and dozens of others at the annual Lynnwood Fly Fishing Show, February 17th and 18th in the convenient Lynnwood Convention Center. If you like fly fishing, you'll love the Fly Fishing Show.
It doesn't matter what sort of adventure you're after. Whether it's big game deep in the backcountry, a day of fishing out on the water, or an overnight in the great outdoors. At Sportsman's Warehouse, we've got the gear in here for what you need out there. Gear up for your next adventure at one of the Sportsman's Warehouse stores or shop online. Sportsman's Warehouse, America's premier outfitter.
Tillamook Bay is considered the greatest fishing experience on the West Coast for fall Chinook salmon and winter steelhead, and Dungeness crab is plentiful. Five major rivers connect with the ocean on the Tillamook coast. It's not unusual to snag a 40 to 50 pounder. Go out in a boat or stand on a riverbank or dock. Try fishing from a dory boat and experience the thrill of a beach launch and landing. Use spinners, sand shrimp, or salmon eggs to lure them. The fish will line up to grab your bait. Go to TillamookCoast.com/fishing to find guides and places to stay.
Whether you're after trout, steelhead, or salmon, it's time for the annual Linwood Fly Fishing Show, February 17th and 18th in the Linwood Convention Center. Fly fishing isn't part of the show, it is the show. And parking is free. See Gary Borger, Brian O'Keefe, Skip Morris, and dozens of others cast and tie flies. See all the 2018 rods, reels, and tackle in one place, plus fly fishing demonstrations from around the world. If you like fly fishing, you'll love the Fly Fishing Show.
It doesn't matter what sort of adventure you're after. Whether it's big game deep in the backcountry, a day of fishing out on the water, or an overnight in the great outdoors. At Sportsman's Warehouse, we've got the gear in here for what you need out there. Gear up for your next adventure at one of its Sportsman's Warehouse stores or shop online. Sportsman's Warehouse, America's premier outfitter.
Marine Area 5 near CQ is open for a special Chinook salmon fishery, and Excel Fishing Charters is ready to take you out for a great day on the water. One of the great things about this fishery is the fact that you get to take home not one, but two blackmouth a day. And Captain Tom Burlingame has the knowledge and experience to help you get that done. Need a place to stay? Excel Fishing Charters can help you with that too, because they also operate the inn at Nia Bay. Find out more about fishing with Excel Fishing Charters at ExcelFishingCharters.com. That's E-X-C-E-L FishingCharters.com. Book your trip now.
It's time for another local shot of the outdoors. It's the Pacific Northwest edition of America Outdoors Radio, and you'll only hear it here on Fox Sports 1380 KRKO.
For your next local shot of the outdoors, we're going to tell you about a fly fishing show coming to Linwood February 17th and 18th. With us here to tell you about it is Ben Faremski. He is the president and CEO of the Fly Fishing Show, which travels all over the nation. Ben, tell our listeners what's coming up in Linwood.
John, we have our Fly Fishing Show. It's our Northwest regional show in Linwood. It's a consumer fly fishing event full of continuous demonstrations from all the experts, authors, casters, as well as a full exhibit hall of exhibitors that are demonstrating and showing every kind of product, lodge, outfitter, guide service, anything you could look for a fly fishing product.
You know, Ben, we talked a few weeks ago, and boy, you've got some really exotic fly fishing destinations where you can book a trip at, and you've got some really big names in the fly fishing world in terms of celebrities. Why don't you name just a couple that are going to be there in Linwood?
In Linwood, we'll have people like Gary Borger, Nate Brumley, Brian Chan, Ed Engel, Dave McCoy, Skip Morris, Brian O'Keefe, Enrico Puglisi, Denny Rickards, Phil Raleigh, to name some of the people, additional exhibitors and celebrities as well.
In addition to that, folks, there's free fly casting lessons with the price of admission and fly tying demos going on throughout the show. It's the Fly Fishing Show. It's taking place at the Linwood Convention Center February 17th and 18th. If you want to find out more, to include hours and admission prices, just go to the website. You'll find it at flyfishingshow.com. That's flyfishingshow.com. Ben, thanks for sharing this with us today.
No problem, John. Thanks for having me.
There's a whole bunch more of the great outdoors coming your way on Fox Sports 1380.
It's time. Time for the annual Linwood Fly Fishing Show, February 17th and 18th at the convenient Linwood Convention Center. See everything new for 2018, plus fly fishing destinations from around the world.
Marine Area 5 near CQ is open for a special Chinook salmon fishery, and Excel Fishing Charters is ready to take you out for a great day on the water. One of the great things about this fishery is the fact that you get to take home not one, but two blackmouth a day. And Captain Tom Burlingame has the knowledge and experience to help you get that done. Need a place to stay? Excel Fishing Charters can help you with that too, because they also operate the inn at Nia Bay. Find out more about fishing with Excel Fishing Charters at ExcelFishingCharters.com. That's EXCEL FishingCharters.com. Book your trip now.
Let's get back to the local outdoors scene. It's the Pacific Northwest edition of America Outdoors Radio, heard exclusively here on Fox Sports 1380 KRKO.
Next up on the Pacific Northwest edition of America Outdoors Radio, we're checking in with Tom Burlingame again for another interview recorded at the floor of the Washington Sportsman Show in Puyallup. Tom, last week we talked about fishing for rockfish, but we didn't get into exactly how you're catching them with a couple of brief exceptions. Let's talk about the basics, catching rockfish out of your boat.
You bet. You want to use, jigs to catch rockfish. We use a 4-ounce diamond jigs that I actually pour myself. Fishing rockfish, you don't need the fanciest gear. You just need gear that'll be effective, and 4-ounce jigs works really well. We like to put a shrimp fly above it. In Washington State, you can have two hooks on your line when you're fishing for rockfish, so we like to put a shrimp fly above it, and sometimes you'll catch two at a time.
So are you putting like a double tail grub or a single curly tail grub, a tube jig? What are you using on the body of the jig head?
Well, we use a diamond jig, so we actually don't have a rubber thing on that jig. It's just a diamond jig similar to a buzz bomb or something like that.
So does it slide like a buzz bomb up and down?
The one we use doesn't. It's got a wire through it, and it's solid, and you can find several darts or Point Wilson darts work really well, things like that.
Let's talk colors.
Well, I don't actually paint mine. Rockfish really don't care. They're more interested in the movement and stuff like that, so I actually use just a lead jig. It's plain colored lead, but if I were to choose a color, it'd be white or green, I think.
Very interesting stuff. I always thought that color mattered, but I guess when it comes to rockfish, it doesn't. Good to know. Let's give out your website so folks can book a rockfish trip with you and take home 7 rockfish and a couple lingcod.
You bet, John. It's excelfishingcharters.com. That's E-X-C-E-L, fishingcharters.com.
That's Tom Burlingame with XL Fishing Charters. And that's all for the show this week. But tune in next Saturday morning from 8 to 9 a.m. on Fox Sports KRKO.
NorthwestFishingReports.com is the Northwest's largest fishing reports website, featuring well over 50,000 fishing reports, videos, articles, and more. All 100% free. Catch more fish with Northwest Fishing Reports. Log on today.
It's time. Time for the annual Linwood Fly Fishing Show, February 17th and 18th at the convenient Linwood Convention Center. See everything new for 2018, plus fly fishing destinations from around the world.